We're learning all about the Mashiach, and the last thing we have an argument about is Rabbi Yeshua, if the Eden have to do tshuva before Mashiach comes or not. We are up to now about 8 lines from the top, which says, Amar Rab Abba. 9 lines from the top. Tzadik Ches Amar Aleph. 9 lines. It says, Amar Rab Abba. Rab Abba said, Ein Lecha Keitz Megula Mezeh. You have no better sign for a Keitz, that means the time when Mashiach has to come, than the following. Shenemar, you have the place? Shenemar, it says, Atem you, Hare Yisrael, Anfechem titnu, Yidin, you will give branches, Uparechem tisu, and you will carry fruits, La'ami Yisrael, for my Jewish nation. So we see that, wow, that this is the time when Mashiach will come, when the Eden will prosper. Rabbi Lazarim, but af mezeh, also from this, whenever it says, kilifnei hayam imahem, for these days, chara adol yeh, you're saying times will be very good. I say another sign, other extreme, times will be very bad. Chara adol yeh, there won't be any wages for people. Chara behem einen, there won't be any wages for animals, there won't be any work for the animal to plow the fields. And to people who go in and go out, there won't be any peace. Mipnei hatzar, or min hatzar, from the fact that things are very tough. My first of all, what do you mean liyotzei inshallah? The people go in and out, there won't be any peace. Min hatzar, what are you talking about? Rav Amar, Rav says it's talking about Tamid Chachamim. Tamid Chachamim, generally the rabbis should cause shalom, the peaceful people that receive shalom. Rav, there's so much shalom for those who love the Torah. So they by right should go in peacefully. Nevertheless, ain shalom, there's no peace. You know why? Because there's so many tzaras, or because Rashi's second shot is because of the yetzer hara, that even the rabbis won't be so will also have, be tempted by yetzer hara. Ushmul Amar, Shmul says, Ad sheyiyu kol hasha'arim kulon shkulin. Shmul says, you know what another sign will be? That all the prices will be the same. The price of whether it's wine, whether it's wine or whether it's tavu, whatever it is, the price will always be the same, because there'll be such an abundance. More right here. There'll be such an abundance. Or everything will be equally expensive. Amar Rabbi Chanina, which Tzadik Ches Amar Aleph, we're learning all the different telltale signs of Mashiach's arrival. Imminent arrival. Amar Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina said, for about 20 lines on the Tzadik Ches Amar Aleph, Ein Ben David Bo. There are extremes that are going to happen, either extreme good or extreme bad. Another telltale sign that Mashiach is coming. Mashiach is coming. Actually, is bakish dag lechayla. They're going to look for fish for sick people. V'lo yimatzi. They won't even find fish. Even for a sick person, they won't find fish. And then, it says in the pasuk. Oh, then when she will come, Ashkia Meimeim, I will sink their waters, V'naharosim, and their rivers, Kashemen, Oilich, will become thick, like oil, polluted and all that, will congeal, how can fish survive? Uksi Basre, and then it says, by Yimhu, on that day, Atzmir Kenel Beis Yisrael, and on that day, Yechezkel says, I will then sprout the horn of Beis Yisrael, which means the pride of Beis Yisrael, Mashiach. So when? You won't even find fish. So he went right there. Amr Rebbe Chama Bachanina, Ein Ben David Bo. Mashiach will not come until Tichle Malchus Hazol Me Yisrael. Mashiach will not come until that the Yidden won't even have the slightest autonomy whatsoever at all. Shenemar says, V'choreis Hazal Zalim. I will cut down even the small little kingdoms, small little leadership, the Mazmaras. I will cut them down with a sword. Uksiba saying afterwards says, but Esahi at that time, Yevo Shai Lashem Tzvakas will bring a present to Hashem. I'm the nation, Memoshech, Memoyle, the torn apart. Only then will be, only then will they actually accept our present and take care of us. When the Eden lose complete control over their own destiny. As I told you yesterday, that most Mefarshim say that we were already Yetzer. All of this, all of the bad in the Holocaust, everything was Yetzer.
Hashem Mishmul says that the
Chumash
Gog and Magog is not going to happen because the
Golos
slept on too long already.
Yeah, Hashem Mishmul wasn't around the Holocaust. He passed away before
that.
Yes, and he was wrong because we had a Gog and Magog. We had a Holocaust. So he's definitely wrong. But we definitely have to call, as the Rebbe always repeated, we learned yesterday, Rav said, kolu kol kitzen. All the kitzen are over already. So we have no excuse. That's a very good question. That's a question that we learned a few days ago. We learned, the Navi said, Ad Mosai. We learned a few days ago, Ad Mosai. And that was 2,000 years ago that the Navi was screaming at Mosai. There is no answer. I mean, we don't know. Exactly. Exactly. All the signs are here already. We're Yetzi with all the Behudur already. All the signs.
We have Eretz Yisrael now. So how did that?
Could we have two extremes? All the signs are either really bad or really good. We Yetzi everything already. It doesn't say that anywhere here about Torah law running the country. It's not one of the signs. We don't say that. Ksiv Basrei, it says afterwards, but Eitzahi, I thought we just did that. Amazidi, Amar Chalina, Ein Ben David Ba, Mashiach Lakam, Achi Yichlu Gase Ruach Misrael. This is a hard one. That has never happened. That all the arrogant Jews will no longer exist. Shenema. It says, "Ki oz osim mekibcha, I will remove from you alize gavoscha." Those who are proud of the fact that they are
big shots.
Big shots. See, even it says, "Vishariti mekibcha." I know who I'm going to leave behind. I'm oni vidal, a nation that is poor, and even poorer dal. V'chosu b'shem Hashem, and they are all there in the wings of Hashem. They're all there in the v'hesus, in the shade of Hashem. Relying on Hashem. Amar b'shmalayim b'shamim Rab Shimon lois Rab Shimon Rozer Rab Shimon ain't been David Ba Mashiach not coming. You see Rab Shimon choyin and Rab Lozer Rab Shimon the kach sechalat Mashiach Kabbalah. Ad she yichlo kol shayftim v'shaytim Yisrael won't be any more rabbonim and dayanim amongst the Yidden. Shemar it says v'shiva yodi alayich. I'll put my hand over you v'tzrayv kavoy segayich and I will use soap to clean out all the stains and everything else. Then v'shiva shavtayich. I'll bring back all the judges.
All of these things have, I'm sure they have deeper meaning, you know. What does it mean, I have to clean you with soap?
No, I'll take away all the corruption. I'll take away all the bad judges and everything else. And then, I'll bring it all back. And by saying, Shiva Shatayach means there's no judges prior to that. Amrullah, Einish, Laim, Nivdis, Ella, Bizdokah. Yerushalayim is not redeemed only by Tzedakah. Shenemar says, Tziya in Bemishpati Poder, the heading from Yamarim, Veshaveh Bizdokah. The unfortunate problem with this, because it says Yerushalayim and others, Yerushalayim will not be redeemed only with Tzedakah, and the Pasuk says that Yerushalayim is not going to be redeemed with Tzedakah. Tziya in Bemishpati Poder. It's Shaveha, the people of Yerushalayim, that will be Tzedakah. So others say that Tzedakah means the Eibishter Tzedakah. The Eibishter is going to be generous and allow the Eden. And he's a hay of him. Maybe there's not even greater shalim. Ah, it says Yisrael. Ain Yisrael need this al bezaka. Probably because this question, yeah.
My mother attached to you and to mean the Bnei Yisrael.
Yeah. I'm gonna probably ibotli yehidi. If the Jewish arrogant people will disappear, then botli amgushi, all the witches and the wizards and the warlocks will disappear as well. These warlocks who give the Eden a hard time. Ibotli dayonim, and if the dayonim, the Jewish dayonim, will be bottled, then botli gizifstroi, the goyish dayonim will give the Eden a hard time. Will also who beat the Eden with sticks will also disappear. If the Balgaivaniks will disappear, so will the warlock, the Chivit says, I will remove, you know, all your flecken, all your stains, and Yehidi is a big stain. I'll remove all your tin. I'm not exactly sure the muscle of a tin is to that. But the tin over here is referring to the warlocks. I'm not sure why warlocks are compared to tin. If you get rid of the bad Yiddish judge, you get rid of the bad Goyish judge. It says, I remove your mishpatim, your judges. I remove your enemies who are the Goyish judges who will give you a hard time. Says you want to wait it. I'm Rabbi Yechon. He made Isa Doy Shemus Maid Vaholich. If you see a Doy that's dwindling, Chakeloi, wait for Mashiach. And it says, "This Am Oni Toshia, a dwindling nation, an impoverished nation. I will help." I'm Rabbi Yechon. He made Isa Doy Shetzaras Rabbis Boys Love Kenor. If you see a Doy that has many tzaras, like a Kenor that keeps on growing, Chakeloi. And it says that's another sign is coming. It says a Pasuk. It says Ki Yovei Kanor Tzaruach Hashem Nizaboy. If he's coming like a nor, you'll see the Spirit of Hashem is blowing there. And then it says Uvolatzin Goyel Shava, Mashiach will come. V'omer Rabbi Yechon said Ein Ben David Boil B'Doy Shekule Zakai. This is the hard Gemara to understand. A generation that everyone is a tzaddik. Oy Kule Chayv, where everyone is Chayv. B'Doy Shekule Zakai. It says V'Amech Kulem Tzaddikim La'Oil Mishoretz. If everyone is a tzaddik, then La'Oil Mishoretz. Everyone's guilty. It says, "Vayaki einish," that he saw that there was nobody there, no righteous person there. Vayishtaimim, and he was wondering, "Ki ein mavgia?" There's no one to intercede on their behalf. See, it says, "Lemani es," I'll do it for my own sake.
So there's no schus at all.
That's right. So it's very hard to understand. How can it be? We live before the 36 tzaddikim every generation. Or we look more chulin, or Rashi brings it here before 45 tzaddikim. How in the world will it be all kulay? So some Mishraim say means majority. The majority as zakai, the majority are chayiv. Others say the chayiv goes on the goyim, but all the goyim are chayiv. Either all the tzaddikim or all the goyim are bad. It's also pretty hard.
But doesn't the Mishnah bring this pasuk as a proof of Gan Eden? It says, how do I prove that?
That's why we look to them. We learn that everyone is automatically tzaddik. Here he's saying, no, that everyone has to be a tzaddik. Different shot.
He's teaching Yirsha Arts to mean that's his
role. No, Yirsha Arts means Mashiach will come. Olam Haba, Yitzchiz Meisim, and all that. There was a Rebbe living in Krahites many years ago. His name was Kalena Rebbe. This is a Zayda. Zayda. So he used to sit in by for bringing right next to the Rebbe to come. And he was a very straight person. And he once told the Rebbe, by for bringing, he said, "Ich mit my schnipsel and ich mit my schlappe will not allow that it should be Kulei Chayiv." Because all the Rebbeim used to wear shtreimel, he never wore a regular hat. His ancestors didn't wear a tie. In America, they made him wear a tie. So he would say, "Ich mein schnipsel." He said, "One of the friends, ich mein schnipsel in your hat won't allow the kulei chayiv." So we got to work on the kulei zakai. Kulenin, not to see. Present, I don't know.
By the way, you should go being a movie star.
That's it. 15 minutes of fame, not even 55 minutes of fame.
Should you have Tiana Meister? Or you already told me about doing your Tiana Meister bar mitzvah? So
I didn't. Okay.
Something new.
Well, the first one, they get cut off part of it, so it's hard to understand the whole story. Over Rabbi Alexander, Rabbi Shua ben Levi Rami, because I have a little bit of time. Rabbi Shua Levi asks, see, if it says in one pasuk, be eaten, one pasuk says that Moshe will come in its right time. And then it says, Vachishena, and then it says, it'll come quickly. So which one will it be? Will he come quickly or will he come slowly? It says, be eaten, Achishena. It's a stidim in Ebay. Be eaten, and it's time, Achishena, means hurry. Zochay, if the Eden was Zochay Hashem, it'll be quick. Lo Zochay beat it in its right time. Amar Rabbi Alexander, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Rami, Ksiv, Zan Pasig. Next one says, Varu imanani shmaya, I will appear with the clouds of the heaven, Kevarinish, I'll say, have it, he'll come like a dignified person. Ksiv, it says, Oni, Vereichav alachamoy, and he'll come actually on a donkey. Zochu imanani shmaya, he'll come from heaven. Lo Zochu, Oni, Reichav alachamoy. Omalei Shava Malko Shmuel, Shava Malko once said to Shmuel, Amritu Mashiach al Chamrasi, he's poking fun. He's a hakel, the Mashiach waiting for is coming on a donkey. Yishadel Susi Bak, you know what? I'll send him a beautiful fast deed I have in my house. Yisli, Omalei, so he answered back, Yisli Bak Chiv Gavni, does your horse have 100 different colors? Our donkey has 100 different colors. He's sort of poking fun at him. Shumalevi Ashkel Elio, Shumalevi was found in Elio, that would cry a piece of the Marosa, Shumalevi Chai. Shumalevi was encountered by Elio standing at the entrance to the cave of Shimon Yachai. Amalei Asin Lam Nasi. He said to him, "Am I going to go into the world to come in Gan Eden? Amalei Mirza Odin Hazet. If he allows you, Shimon Yachai. Amr of Shir Malevi Shnaim Risi, I see two, because Gimel Shemaiti. I see two, I see the Shemir Chai, I see his son Abba Lozer, and I hear the Shechina, but I don't see the Shechina. Amalei, Amos, Asim Mashiach, tell me, when is Mashiach coming? Amalei, Zil Shai Ledei, go ask him yourself. Heicha Yossi, where can I find him? Told my Pisca on the entrance, the Carta from the city, which they say is Rome. Very hard to understand, obviously the whole thing is an allegory, hard to understand. Rashi says he doesn't like the pshat in the city of Rome. So let's tell you what Rashi says here. Rashi says here on the left hand side, about 10 lines in the narrow lines. Nida lemoidi, it seems to my teacher, leibe pesach ir mamish, doesn't mean the entrance of the city. Ele ganeden hu, it's ganeden, kinega kola olam. Ganeden is all over the world. Wherever you are, there's ganeden. So he was sitting at the entrance of ganeden in that city. You call amalei, there were oise, tzad, you ganeden, you kinega pesach ir mashiach shari. Mashiach is sitting there.
The gates of Gan Eden, not the gates of Rome.
But where's Gan Eden? Everywhere. Where, it might have been Rome, but in the Gan Eden, that's right, Rome. Because
here he doesn't actually say Mashiach. We have another use of this story where he actually says Rome.
Yeah. So Mashiach is right, like in between Olam Hazeh and Gan Eden. That's where he's sitting. Well, my simony, how I recognize him? Yosef ben Aniye, Soy b'chaloyim. He's sitting among the poor people who are all having all these sicknesses, kretz, leprosy. The Kula and all of them, Sharu, Vasi, Chazino, they have leprosy all over their body and have all these band-aids. So first they remove all the band-aids, throw on the lotions and ointments, and then they re-bandage themselves. Iyu, Shari, Chad, Vasichad, just one at a time. Omar, he says, Dilma, Mavina, maybe they need me, Mashiach, you know, they'll give me permission to come. The Layak, I don't want to hold back 1 second. I don't want to hold my Mashiach back 1 second.
He's under the rulership of Isarim, which conceals over the Kedusha of the
in other words, because we don't want the Midas Hadin to come up with some kind of excuse why he shouldn't come. Rav Weinberg was over here many years ago, just a while before bringing to my house. He said a story that once Mashiach was there was a voice, Leo came along, the Mashiach is coming tomorrow morning. So all the Chassidim sat up a whole night in the Fabreng. All the literature sat up, and the whole night they were making the Korean the most beautiful pilpul in the world. When Mashiach came the next morning, the Chassidim said, oh, you interrupted such a beautiful bringing, you could have waited another 10 minutes. The literature said, you came too quickly, we almost have the terrace on the Rambam. You could have come wait another 20 minutes. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe was saying, why did you come in the morning? You should have come last night already. That's the chilek. This is a Weimar's version of a story, he said. The mitzvah won't happen because Mashiach will come as soon as he can come. So he went to Mashiach. You know him by his name. You better believe him. When are you coming? I'm coming today. So I am today. They went back to Leo. What did Mashiach tell you? Before she already asked, it's hard to understand if Eliyahu has to come the day before Mashiach. How can he say Hayyim? And Eliyahu didn't know about it. From Eliyahu over here. So they want to say that when do we say Eliyahu comes the day before? Only if it's what do you call it? Be'itai. If Be'itai is a Seder. But if it's Achishena, if Mashiach is coming before the time, then Eliyahu comes together with Mashiach and there's no rules. Amalei said to him, Avtach l'cho l'avuch l'alma da'asi. So first of all, the fact he called you by your name and your father's name, that you and your father are both in Gan Eden. He lied to me. Strong words to use. He told me he's coming today. Didn't show. That's what he said. Today, if you listen to Hashem's voice, Shaul told me Rabbi Yosef Makisma is the guy I picked you up and said, give me all the money in the world. I won't. Leave it just play. They asked him, Amos, I've been done, but when's it coming? I don't want to answer you, because then you're going to ask me to give you some kind of a miracle sign. I don't want to do miracles. They said, we don't want a sign. When this gate of Rome will collapse, and we will rebuild, the Yipel will fall down and collapse again, we will rebuild again, the Yipel will fall down for the third time. The A must speak and live noisy. Achibin Dovibod. They won't make to rebuild it a third time until Mashiach comes. Omrulet Abenu, ten on ice. Who give us some kind of a miracle sign? I just told you. You told me you're not going to ask me for any miracles. If so, the cave of Pamayim, which is the source of the water of the Yarden, should turn Ladam to blood. That moment turned to blood. And yet, Mashiach didn't come then. So, in other words, the sign was there, everything was there, as the Mephoshim say, that there was an opportune time for Mashiach to come. It was an Ace Ratzon, but Midas Adin obviously stopped it. And either something good happened, or like you know, Tafresh Ches Mashiach was supposed to come, and the Kutayr was printed, or Tafshin Gimel was supposed to come, and was right in the depths of the Holocaust. So something extreme happens. Sometimes it's good, sometimes unfortunately it's terrible. Amal and Hamikoli Aroini, he told them, when you bury me, I want you to dig a very deep hole. She ain't called there with extra bubble. There isn't a palm tree in bubble. She ain't social pasim. Nikshabai. There isn't a palm tree in bubble that the horse of pasim are not attached to. No, but there's so many pasim there that they have their horses attached to every single tree. They ain't look called autumn orange, but the soul ain't sus mother oichel by tevin. And every other in the soil, they pull out of the ground and they use it as a trough. I don't want them to use mine, because they'll run over the land. So dig me very deep, they won't bother with me. Amar Rav says, Rav, ain't ben dovi bo, achet ispashet malchut ha-shoah al-Yisrael, tish chadoshim. Mashiach not coming until the terrible countries will rule over the Eden at least 9 months, the time length of a pregnancy. Shenemar says, l'chein yitnam, I will give them permission to run over the rule of the Eden ad eisya leida, until they give birth, the yolda, until it takes a woman to give birth 9 months, but yes, at echav yishum, so then the East Eden will come back. Amar Ula said, yesei Mashiach should come, I hope he comes, but v'loi ichmini, I don't want to see him happening. Because we have a thing called the Chevle Mashiach. We have the pangs of the Mashiach, the rival. Be such sadis. I don't want to see it. Chayin of Rabba said, Yesev lechmine. Let him come, but I don't want to see it. Rabbi Yesev. Omar Yesev, let him come. But asking, I want to see it. I should be zeiche, the Yesev. I could even sit betula de kafis de chamere in the dung, buried right in the middle of the dung of a donkey, as long as I can see the Mashiach's arrival. The advent of Mashiach. Omar Rabbi, the Rabba, by the Rabba, my time, but why? Are you worried? You don't want to see. He said, is it because you're worried about all the tzaddas that's going to happen when Mashiach comes? But Tanya, we learn, what should a person do and save himself from the chavol Mashiach? In Gemara Shabbos, we learn, you should eat shalosh shudas. If you eat shalosh shudas, you're saved from chavol Mashiach. What should we do? He said, "Yasek b'tayde chassan. Don't just learn tayde. Don't just do chassan and learn tayde. Get the both, and you're an all-rounder, a well-rounded person will be all right." Nu umar hot tayde chassan. You, my Rebbe Rabba, say tayde zang mechassanim. On Malay, he said, "Even so, shema yigana machet. Maybe I did a sin, and that will cause me to forfeit my rights." Hard to understand, because we learned another gemara in Rosh Hashanah that all the members of the house of Eli of Yuches over there. All the members of the house of Eli are going to die young. Rabba died at the age of 40, he was a Kohen, and Abaye, who was a Kohen, died at the age of 60. And the Gemara says there, Abaye had Toida and Gimel Chassadim, he died at 60. Rabba only had Toida, therefore he died at the age of 40. He became a Rishiva at the age of 18, ahead of Rabbi Yosef, and he was a Rishiva for 22 years, and then he passed away. And here the Gemara is saying here that he said, but Abaye is saying it to Rabba, and maybe Abaye is saying it that compared to an average person, you give a chassadim, maybe not good enough to overcome the curse of the house of Eli, but you still give a chassadim enough that you should be able to overcome, or you should avoid. Why have a problem?
Rabba or Rabba?
In our Gemara, most Mefarshim agree like heroes or Rabba. One of Mefarshim.
Rabba was the teacher of Abaye.
That's right. Yeah. And someone learned Rabba because of this question, but the problem is Omar Mar. No way that Abaye would refer to Rabba Mar.
He was a contemporary, not a.
He was not a contemporary, he was his nemesis, he was his adversary, he was a.
Sparring partner.
Yep. Hashem says to Yaakov, I'll be with you wherever you go. It says, Yaakov was scared, and he was worried. Why was he worried? How can Yaakov be worried? Esav just gave him a guarantee, I will take care of you. Why was he worried of Esav? He was worried that maybe his chet, number one, that maybe his chet will spoil it. Or, at the time, we learn another place, it says, it says, until your nation will cross into Eretz Yisrael. Right? We say Noz Yashir. So it says twice. Ad Yavam HaShem, Am Zu Kenisa. So we say this. Ad Yavam Zu Kenisa. Ad Yavam HaShem, Zu Bir HaShem, when Yeshua brings the Eden to Eretz Yisrael. We had all those miracles, the splitting of the Yarden and Yericho and all that. Ad Yavam Zu Kenisa, we will be a second time to Eretz Yisrael with miracles. Zu Bir HaShem, when Ezra took Eden. When they went the second time to the soul, they should have had the same miracle the first time. Why is it by Ezra they didn't have all the same miracles they had in the time of Yeshua? Because the sin, you better ask him to rupture, the sin caused them to forfeit all their rights. Rabbi Yechon said, Yeisei, let Mashiach come. Well, I don't want to see it. A lot of Amoroim was scared of the Chevel Mashiach, which we went through already. Omlet Eshlok is my time of what? Ilay, Mashiach says, Kasha Yonah. What are you so scared about? Is it because of this pasuk of Moshe that's given? Kasha Yonah, Ishu Pnei Ari. Just like a person, there's so many tzaddis. A person's a lion chasing after a person. You run away from the lion, and finally you save yourself. As soon as you get out of the lion, the way the lion, suddenly you meet a bear. And we haven't Gemara Avodah and Abdallah, that a bear is even scarier than a lion, or even stronger than a lion. Chases right in the beginning of Avodah Zorah. Uba Bayis. Okay. Uba Bayis. And then he comes into the house. V'samach yadi al akir. He puts his hand. Finally, he's home. He's safe in his own. A person's home is their castle. He leans on the wall. Boom! V'nashchin achash. Comes a snake and gives him a bite. Right? So those are your words, one tzara after another. You know, we already have it now. Boy, the editing must have said, we have tzaras now. Even worse than a lion. And imagine what's worse than a lion than being a venomous snake. I'll tell you. Tax collectors. This man, so the guy goes to the field. The senator is the guy who works for the government, who decides what your size of your property is and the irrigation of that. No better than a lion. No, finally you handle that. Nichlazi, you go home to you go to your city. Pogabai gabai. Suddenly the tax collector there comes along. He wants his collection. Doime kimisha pogadoi, like a bear. Can nichl basically come finally home? Yeah, you're at home. You're a person home is a castle. Ubatza banav ubanoisa mutalim berav. His kids nebuchad are languishing in hunger because all his money he makes, he goes to the tax collectors. Doim mekimishonach. He feels a bite inside of there. His kishkis are turning over because he sees his wife and kids in the nebuch. They are starving. So what are you worried about? We have the same tzaddas now. Ella, there is a reason for nechsev. It says in Pasi, Mashiach will come. It says. Shalu noru, ask and see. Im yoyled zachar. You ever see a man give birth to a child? Madur isi. Why do I see? Kol gevet, every strong person. Yodav achalotz of his hand on his loins. Ki leida, he's holding himself in as if he's giving birth. If a man gives birth, and how come I see them all in pain as if they're about to give birth? The nevchu kol ponim liyirakun, and they all became pale. What's going on over here? That's Mashiach's time. Is that what you're saying? Because a man can't endure the pain of giving birth. And Mashiach will come. That's the how we describe the pain. So therefore, that's why you say yeseh v'leichmane. I don't want to let Mashiach come, but I don't want to be there at the time. Is that what you're saying? Ma'ir deishi kol gevur. I saw every single person. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Avraham mishu kol gevur shaloi. They talk about the Eibishter. The Eibishter is in pain. Has to watch the Eden in pain. But Rashi says, none of that. You know what the pain is? The pain is, the Eibishter is in pain that he has to punish the Goyim. Imagine, look at Rashi. The whole thing is a pella. The Rameh argues on this Rashi, and he's very strong. How can Rashi say this? Look at Rashi says this. Shekol Agvudu Shaloi. By 20 lines from the bottom of the page, the first line is Shekol, the right-hand side. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitztayeh ba'atzma. The Eibish is in pain, ki yoledel, as if he's giving birth. Va'oymen, he's saying, b'shor shemavir ha'oiv de gechavim le Yisrael, when he has to chase away the goyim because he has to bring the Eden. Heyich avid eilim ne'elu. How can I chase the Arabs out of Israel for the Jidin? And then and the Rashi learns the whole Gemara this way. And the Rameh says, can be, I can't remember if you use the word chas v'shalom or not, but very strong. Yeah, but he's talking about here the Arabs, chasing the Arabs out of Israel, and the Eibishter is upset. Imagine. The Malachim and the Yidden. The Eibishter said, these are my handiwork, my handiwork, these are my handiwork, and so are the Goyim. I should chase the Goyim out and destroy them for the sake of the Eden. I'm going to pop behind them. I'll give you a muscle for this. Royit, the Nuffel Tudor. Let's say your cow was running and it fell down and it hurt itself. So, Shadi Susie Beurias, he brought a horse in to take over the trough. But when the cow gets better, now you have to chase the horse away to give it back to the cow, and you feel bad for the horse. Look at Rashi, the muscle. Look at Rashi. Two devazel, the last Rashi on the right side. When the cow is running, the nuffle falls. So you bring a horse in its place by the trough. Why are the shoy was alive? You never thought about the horse. Shahaya Chaviv Lo Shoyle Biyais. He loved the Shoyle. Abba Kishem Esrap HaShoyle Ayin L'machim. When the Shoyle gets cured, Mipapalase, Kosher Leilo Hoyzi Susim Ne'er Shoyle. He finds it difficult to chase away the horse. La'ach HaShem Yidisham. After he put it there. Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kim Shiroh Mapalase Shay Yisrael. After he saw the downfall of the Yidin, Rahman Salam, Noisin Gedulas and Leib Yechavim, he gave it to the Goyim. Ukhchachoyzim Yisrael B'tshuva V'negolin. Which is hard to understand because before we pass him, we don't need to do the tshuva, according to Rabbi Lezer. But anyway, Rabbi Shua. Koshaloi la'abed oiv gecham na Yisrael. Pel de Gerashi. The Rambam says it can't be, the whole union is wrong, but a partner, the Moshul doesn't, it can't be either, because the Gemara stops. And he sent the horse to the trough. Rashi continues the Moshul. Then when the cow recovered, where does the Gemara say, where about a cow recovering and all that?
So we're saying we're
I don't remember how he learned Shatting Gemara, but it's a whole different Shatting Gemara. Pel de Gerashi. Amar Vigid, back to Gemara, Amar Vigid, Amar Rav, Asid Nisrael, the Ochli Shnei Mashiach, the Eden will enjoy the years of Mashiach. Amar Rav Yisrael, Pshita, obviously. The Eleman Ochlu, Chiluk Bilik, a famous saying. Who should enjoy the years of Mashiach? Chiluk and Bilik.
That orange metal.
Chiluk and Bilik are either fictitious names, or Rashi brings one Pshata, Chiluk and Bilik, were two judges in the times of Zdoim. Cruel, evil judges, corrupt. Are they the ones who should benefit from Mashiach times? Chiluk and Bilik. Or it means nothing, just an expression. So Gemara says, no, La Fuke Med Rab Hillel, the famous Rab Hillel, which you'll learn about tomorrow. Over here, Rashi doesn't explain what Rab Hillel says, so when you learn Rab Hillel here, you can start wondering what's going on here. The Amar, Ein Mashiach Yisrael. Shekvar Achul Mechizkiel, we already had Mashiach. The way you push on your we already had Mashiach. All the promises that the prophet said about Mashiach already happened when Chizkiyah Melech was reigned. And therefore, even though they're all scared of Sadcher, Vayen the Mashiach, that was it, Yitzhak. But tomorrow we're going to learn the Eibishter is going to take us out. It won't be a human person. Mashiach will be the Eibishter. The Halach is not like him, but even, of course, he believes there'll be a Yeshua. And Chizkiyah makes everything else.
Otherwise, what
do
we live for?
Yeah. Amar Rav, Le'ivra Alma, the whole was created for David, for the Shidduch and the Shvach of David. If you remember, a few days ago, Ruchan Netzar said nicer songs than David, and we stopped him because otherwise, the Eibishter would have shut down David Melech's Sefer Tehillim and had Ruchan Netzar write a book and use that. So obviously, whoever started up the Eden also had to be somebody a mahus in a very bad way, the counterpart. Shmuel says Moshe, it was all done for Moshe. Rabbi Yechonel, the Mashiach, the world was created for Mashiach. Ma Shmoi, David either because David because of the Tehillim, Moshe because of the Taylor, or Mashiach because of Primus Taylor. What's the main purpose of this world? Mashmoy, what's Mashiach's name? So every yeshiva is going to say that the name of Mashiach is their Rosh Yeshiva. The way Shilo Yami, the name of Yeshiva Shilo said, Shilo Shmoy, the name is Shilo. Shinevat Adki Yav Shilo. The way Rabbi Yana Yami, Yinoin Shmoy, Yeshiva Rabbi Yana, his name is Yinoin. So he Shmoy, Lo'elo Lufne Shemesh, even before the world was created, Yinoin Shmoy, his name is Yinoin. So Rashi Kuli says, Shmoy, Kama Yanai, Kol Echo Doidish Achashmoy. Every yeshiva had believed that their Rebbe was Mashiach. Rabbi Chanina Amar Chanina Shmoy. Chanina Shmoy.
Nobody said that. No problem.
Not only that,
you'll see
after Shneimat says, Ashalay Etel Lechem Chanina. The Yeshayimri, but all the other yeshivas said Menachem. His name was Menachem. Ben Chizkiyah Shmoy, ultimately from the descendant of Chizkiyah, because Chizkiyah Melech. So every yeshiva said his own, but over here it was Menachem. Shneimat says, "Ki says the pasuk, ki rochak mimeni Menachem meishim nafshi." This is me, Menachem, the one who is going to restore my soul. Rabbanon say, "Chivra devei Rebbe Shmoy." You want to know what kind of modern name? The Rabbanon Rebbe say his name was the leper of the house of Rebbe, of the son of Rebbe, the leper. What a name! For Mashiach. Like we learned before that he was a leper, but you've called him by that name. Shneimar, it says, Ochein chol yenu nosa, Mashiach carries the sickness of all the Eden. Umachaveinu sivam olma pain, manachnu chashbunu nugua. We reckoned him to be a leper, muka lakim, struck by Hashem, umu'una in his suffering. Now the next one is very important, you might as well do the Rashi. Amr Rab Nachman said, Imin chayu, if Mashiach is from the living, if in the living, knows it could be he's not from the living. Kigoyin Ano, like me, which is hard to understand that he would say Mashiach. The famous Aruch Chaim HaKadosh in Parshas A, where he said that the name of Mashiach is a Shmoy Chaim, as I finish it off, which is himself. It says in some Mefarshim, Ano actually means in the Jewish language, he. At the end of Saita, it says, Loitista Nova Dikano. Rabbi Yehuda says, don't mention that the Rebbe passed away, all the humble people passed away, because look at me, I'm still around. The most arrogant statement you can make. So it says, Ano means he. And Nachman is referring to others. Pash referring to himself, because he was the son-in-law of the he was Eshgalusa. He was also a dying, he had Alamilus. And then it says, Vahayadirai Mimenu Moishle Mekibra Yetzir, that he was powerful. And he was from the royal family, and all that suited Rav Nachman, fit Rav Nachman. Omer Rav, says Rav, if Mashiach is from the living, Kigur Rebbe HaKadosh, it's like Rabbeinu HaKadosh. He's Mashiach. Imin Masjid from the previous generation, Kigur Daniel Ish Chamudnis. Now, what does it mean? Look at Rashi here. Rashi has two pshatim. Two pshatim. Imin Chiyu Kigur Rebbe HaKadosh, says Rashi, Im Mashiach Ma'oisna Shechaim, Rav is saying, Rav was a Talmud of Rebbe. If Mashiach is a living person today, Vaday Hain Rebbe HaKadosh, surely our Rebbe is Mashiach. The Seivel Tachluim, because what? First of all, the Gashmi is he's suffering. The Chosid Gomer Rebbe, and the Ruchni is the Chosid Gomer. Kermin Ba Metzia, see, he claimed me, Mashiach has to be a Chosid. Kermin Ba Metzia, we see Ba Metzia. The Im Hoya Ma'oizen Shemesu Kvar, and Mashiach is not from the living, but somebody already passed away. Hoy Daniel Ish Chamudas, it's Daniel. Because he was thrown to in the lion's den. The chosid gomer is also a chosid. These are two qualifications. V'hai kegoyin lav dafke. You have to be a chosid. Kegoyin lav dafke. I says kegoyin doesn't mean goyin. It means mamish them. That's one version. Another lashon doesn't mean that it's Rebbe or it's Daniel. It could be from the, could be the past, those who passed away. But this is an analogy. This is what he's saying. If there's someone like Mashiach amongst the living, could be Mashiach has to be from the living, could be not. I don't know. But if it's someone living, if the one who that we should say resembles Mashiach, it's Rabbein HaKadosh. It's him. The im dug masri who lemesim. If we have to find someone to resemble those who passed away, hang on the nili chamudus. Tell you what, right? Another David Amelish Lem, it says the Pasik. It says, they will in the future serve David. I should Okim Lehem, but I'll reinstate. This is Yimir saying. I mean, it'll be another David. Hey, Kim Lehem, Okim, I will reinstate. Another positive David, Avi Nasi Lem Lem, the David, the original David, will be a Nasi forever. What do you mean, be a second David? So he said to him, Marshal, a melech, a kaiser or power kaiser, it'll be a kaiser, it'll be a viceroy, a deputy king. That David Melech, we had a few times, I don't remember. The new David will be the kaiser, and the Abdi David, Nosalein, will be the second, the deputy. So it says, because then the posse for David Abdi Nosi Lehem Lam, it'll be Melech Loy, it'll be only a Nosi, a viceroy. Daughter should have similoi might receive the pasik hoi hamasim. Es yom Hashem. Woe those who fit into the day of Hashem. Lama zelchem yom Hashem. Who choisher the day of Hashem is dark, v'lo not light. Moshul, what's going on here? This is a moshul. The tana go to a rooster va'atliv and a bat to him. It's up, and they're both waiting for morning for light. So the Tanago said to the bat, I'm waiting for the light, I can use it. You're a bat, you're blind, you sonar. How in the world, what do you need light for? So the Eden are waiting for the Gula, because for them it's light. But you Goyim, what are you guys waiting for? You walk around all day saying, Mashiach, 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 your Messiah is coming. What do you think is going to happen when Messiah comes? It's going to be dark for you. Behind Amalei who mean the Rabbavu, this Apokaidus said to Rabbavu, Ein Messiah, Osir Mashiach, when Mashiach is coming, Amalei lechi chafilech ha-sheicher lahanu in Shiro, Mashiach is coming, when it will be dark for these people. Amalei, it will be dark for you guys. Amalei meile kolaidli, what are you cursing me for? Amalei kroxi, if it says in the Pasik, Kehini ha-choyshech ha-chasa, the darkness will come and cover the land, va-arofel u-umim, and for the Guli, it will be very dark. But for the Eden, it was Abishol Shine, and everyone will see the honor of Hashem amongst the Eden. Stop playing tomorrow.